It's my new obsession. Yeah, think it's not even a question. Think on the lips of your lover. Cause think is the love you discover.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
Good morning. You're listening to the Marilyn York Show. Welcome back. And I am listening to my smelling my smelly microphone right now. I want you guys to feel it out there. I'm super fired up today at Bank of America for turning off my ATM card. I just want you guys to know I was trapped at a gas station this morning because they declined my card due to a $12 charge in Miami. Oh my God. High alert. Let's turn off her card and trap the lawyer at the gas station. Totally embarrassing, like some white trash loser. And I'm like, seriously, I swear my office is right around the corner. And I had to leave in my card and go to my office. Don't worry, I don't have my own safe combo, so I couldn't actually help myself when I got there because I'm such a hero.
Just wanted you. Windows.
I know. Seriously, I was about to get newspaper and corner to corner it. Luckily, Dell was there, and we somehow managed to get my car out of Hawk so I could be here. So today we're talking about Burning Man. It's coming up, you guys. So we're going to do like a little survivor's guide, and we have Marin of the Melting Pot. Welcome, Marin.
Hello.
And we have Jessica Schneider of Junkie, our little Burning Man local extraordinary experts, because I am so not a Burning Man girl, and so these girls are going to educate me today and tell me what I'm missing out on. If you guys want to call and talk to them or me or just talk crap, 823-1920. If we hate you, we'll dump you, but that's okay. Call anyway. So Marin, tell me what Burning Man is about from your I actually like it, I've been there a million times perspective, instead of my oh my God, I hate hippies and dirt in my Kuchana perspective.
Well, Burning Man is dirty. There's a lot of dirt and there are some hippies out there, but
some Marin, don't understate it for me.
There's a lot of hippies.
Real
it's
hippies
or like hippies.
Do you guys have like hippies of it for the day? You know, like the rodeo, everyone's a cowboy.
Like weekend warrior hippies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you hate them?
Yeah, the final weekend when the weekend warrior people show up, it can be a little, you're like, yeah,
nauseating.
Yeah,
fakers.
But
they're in suits the rest of the year.
But do they fall to the wayside first when the playa dust starts a roaming in the wind?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, because that gives me
they
some
go
joy
to their $100,000 motorhomes.
That's my kind of Burning Man event, because when I go to the rodeo and see those fake cowboys, and I'm not a real cowgirl, but my husband's a real cowboy, I'm always laughing like, oh, you getting a blister yet from your new cowboy boots? So okay. All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Yeah.
You
what is Burning Man? That's such a the first question, and it's the hardest question to answer. It's like traveling to a foreign country. Like, it's a completely different culture. It's a different way of being for a week. And it's very radically free. Like, you can do and say and be whoever you want to be. Like, you can say whatever you want to anyone, and if they don't like it, whatever, it's Burning Man. So you can just be who you are completely for a week. And then there's amazing, crazy stuff that people bring out there for you to look at and interact with. And so it's also just a giant, giant party.
How big is Burning Man? I mean, how many people go every year?
It's almost 50,000. It's like 40 something thousand people. It varies every year. And it's like 8 miles across. It's huge. It's huge.
And ticket price is how much?
$300. We have them at the Melting Pot. They're cash only.
And so who gets the revenue from Burning Man? Like, where does that money go?
Well, the Burning Man organization is, they used to be a nonprofit. I'm not sure if they are anymore, but
Burning Man makes money.
Yeah, but
oh,
it's
yeah, but all nonprofits.
It's an expensive, expensive event to put on because they have to rent the land from the BLM, and the BLM can basically charge Burning Man whatever the hell they want.
And it's the only thing they rent it to ever. Yeah. It's not exactly a prime location for anything else.
And just think about the porta potty contract. They have to drive their trucks from Reno like four or five times.
They
a
make
day
$100,000
and pump out. Oh, I'm sure it's in the millions for just all those thousands and thousands of porta potties that have to get pumped out multiple times a day, and they have
really
to do that
clean
2.5 hour drive from Reno. Like, just that alone is so much money. Yeah, and then, you know, they have lawyers and administrative costs and all, you know.
There's some lawyer out of California we're trying to get on the show so that we can talk about Burning Man and the law. So that'll be an upcoming topic, hopefully.
Yeah,
so
we just go. We don't know the law.
Yeah.
We don't know the law.
Tickets are $300. People. Oh, sorry. tickets are $300, and I think that that is good because it commits you. People, if you're willing to pay $300 for a ticket, that means you really want to go. Because if it was only $25,
you have a bunch of
high school student would ruin it for us out there because they would just come and
also
be a party.
It's a 7-day event, like it's Monday to Monday, and if you pay $300, you want to get as many days out of that $300 as you can. And really, the more days you go, the better experience you have, because it's really your city. If you go at the beginning, you help build it. Even if you didn't go out there with a project to help build, someone will rope you in. They'll be like, hey, help me, and I have to build this thing or hold this while, you know. So the longer you're out there, the better experience you have.
So how much pot do the hippies have to sell to pay for a $300 ticket? I mean, that's pretty hefty for them. These people that pay no rent and couch it all year long, they got to like save up like a year in advance for next year's Burning Man ticket.
And that's the point. They're committed. Like if you buy a ticket, I don't care if it has to close. Melting Pot closes because they let their whole staff. Buy a ticket, I will schedule you off because I feel like Burning Man is that important.
My office, and I'm an attorney, is a ghost town for Burning Man. I have not yet heard of any judges going, but like half the lawyers in town go.
Absolutely. Smart, successful people.
No, they do.
It's
but
not who you think.
Let me give you guys a tip. They know about Burning Man in the family court. They will drug test you and your ex will rat you out. Do not go dance like a banshee. And I quote from last year's bad hearing and test dirty for ecstasy.
Yeah.
You will lose your child. So go to Burning Man and drink lots of alcohol. Do not use illegal drugs. I actually had a client that was like, you told me to have fun. Like it's my fault that he used drugs. I'm all wow. Cause I didn't actually say use illegal narcotics when they were in the middle of a custody battle. Wizard. Okay, so what isn't Burning Man? Like, what are the myths that you think are a bad rap for Burning Man that aren't true for what you guys have seen?
Well, I think the drug thing, first of all, I mean, there are drugs out there, you know, but it's not just a big drug fest. You know, it's a fire festival. There are amazing fire performers from all over the world. It's also like a music festival. Even though there aren't set up stages, there are amazing performers, musicians, and DJs from all over the world. It's an art festival. There's art that's incredible and gigantic. And
I know, I've seen those pictures. It is amazing how they get these giant structures out there.
Huge, huge.
Thousands and thousands of dollars. Like the guys that own Google usually set up, usually I seek out their camp. I mean, they have to put at least $300,000 just in their display. And that's why I go out there, is really, I get inspired by display. I love display. I love set design. I love all of that. So I think the misconception is that we're all just out there humping everyone.
With playa dust. Because playa dust humping feels fantastic.
Yeah, really awesome.
Can either of you tell me about playa dust humping firsthand after Jessica finishes her nice story? Don't hold back.
Everyone's out humping and then everyone's just slamming drugs, doing blow. It's not like
eight balls at every camp.
I've never seen anyone do drugs. I smell weed, which I hate weed because anybody knows me on weed, I'm really paranoid and I hate it. Haven't done it in years. So it's not like that. It's really not like that. It's a bunch of smart people that go out there and really let loose. And I feel like they need to fill the void of the artistic, because they're in suits the rest of the year. They're high powered people that go out there and just let loose.
And you can build a huge structure. Like, you know, in town, you're going to build something, you need building permits. There's building code. There is no building code out there. Yeah. You can build whatever the hell you want. You don't have to know what you're doing. You don't have to know how to build something.
It doesn't have to have a purpose. It can just be like crazy.
And with art too, you can be an outsider. You don't have to have an art degree or know what you're doing. You can just make something because you want to. And it's actually fascinating because of that, because of this sort of anyone can make something. And anyone can, you know, do whatever they want. You end up seeing stuff that you would never see in an art museum because it's you know, too outsider for that. And then there's a huge performance art aspect of it because people dress up and they go on parade as these false characters and different things. And so it's a performance art festival too.
I took a picture of Marin, if you want to see her, she's on my Facebook because she has a cute little Burning Man costume today. And she's all kind of like ripped and torn and looks like kind of, I don't know, Angelina Jolie in that cool movie, like kind of tough.
Ooh, thank you.
And she has good striped hair. And like, there's some skin for boys. Don't panic. There's some skin showing. And like a super fur-tastic skirt on.
That she makes.
Bubble fur skirt.
She makes her stuff.
Yeah, Jessica told me she's in sweatshop mode. Like she's up all night making clothes right now at the Melting Pot for this event.
Pretty much.
Why we wanted to do this today, because we thought it's coming up. Let's get everyone geared up. We'll do, you know, the gear up survival guide talk. So speaking of survival guide, what is Playa Foot? Come on, ladies.
Since Playa Foot, it's so dry out there. So you can't just go out there in flip-flops.
No, don't do it.
Your heels will crack and bleed, and it is the most painful thing.
And the ply is actually alkaline, so it'll actually burn you. The pliodust, like if you get too much of it on your skin and leave it there, it'll actually start to burn your skin. It's highly unpleasant.
Can't you guys find a better locale? It's like, what's wrong with Tahoe?
It's actually beautiful. It really is.
It's a really beautiful place, and it's so flat and white. It literally is a blank canvas, which for the art is perfect. And also, you can set anything on fire because what are you going to burn down? It's just dirt. You know?
Dirt.
And there's no like animals and plants were disturbing, which is kind of nice.
Nothing lives out there. Nothing. Barely you guys for 7 days.
And if you really have never gone, you should read the survival guide.
Read the survival guide.
BurningMan.com because it'll give you little quick information, like keep your underwear in Ziploc baggies. And so first year, I'm like, why would I do that? Well, when you're full and dusty and you get a shower, your underwear are fresh out of that Ziploc bag. Mm. And so there's just a lot of great information that bring water, drink water all the time, protect your feet. It's true.
Like, yeah, and there is nothing for sale at Burning Man. There is no vending. They sell ice. They sell ice and coffee, and all the proceeds from that go to Gerlach and Empire and some organizations down there.
Yeah, you can't go buy foot cream at the local Walgreens.
No.
But what is the culture there? Isn't it like a trade culture?
It's a gift culture.
Okay, gift culture.
It's a gift economy, which means you're supposed to show up with something to give and not expect anything in return, which is actually a really, it's a neat thing to experience for a week because you show up and there's 30,000 people who have a present for you.
I know. Nice. Some of the presents I don't want, though, I've heard. Like, I don't want to be spanked. Just pour a hemp low. You know, no spanking for me.
You don't have to get spanked if you don't want to be.
No, but that's a present that you can get out there.
That's a total gift. If you're a dominatrix and you want to go spank people, there are people who will line up for that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Especially if you're in the hot gear.
Where have I been? I didn't get to see that part.
You aren't leaving the right place or going the right place.
I really am.
You get what you look for. I mean, if you go to Burning Man and you're looking for that, you'll find it. But if you that's not your thing and you're not into it, you probably won't see it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for more sex at Burning Man talk. And right after the break, we're going to talk about sex at Burning Man. So stay tuned and give us a call right after the break.
Who's on your Schnitt list? Todd Schnitt's list is growing every day. Listen live weekdays at noon. The Schnitt Show, Fox News Radio 1270.
Golden, Colorado. Now there's a name that just fits. After all, in the late 1800s, miners were lured here by the thousands seeking gold. That is, all but one lone prospector. His name was Adolph Coors, and he staked his claim to a different kind of treasure, Rocky Mountain water. We've been brewing Banquet the Coors way since 1873, with only Rocky Mountain water and the best high country barley for that smooth, full-flavored taste. Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors believes with great beer comes great responsibility.
Check out the new Coors Light Super Cold Draft only at Bully's No. 7 on the corner of Rob Drive and Mayan. Be warned, your tongue may stick to your glass. It's so cold.
Have you ever seen a square foot? Well, we've got 8,800 of them, and they're all fun. We're Junkie, 8,800 square feet of pure fun, because it's fun to save money, and it's fun to shop at Junkie. Got a theme party coming up? We can help you pull it all together. We've got the right look for your roaring 20s theme party. Been invited to a disco party? Need to look like Madonna or Cyndi Lauper? No problem. Our 80s gear is totally rad. Junkie has clothes for every kind of theme party. And Junkie can save you money on clothes for work, clothes for play, and clothes that are priced so low they just satisfy your urge to shop. You don't have to spend a lot to have a lot of fun. Some of our square feet are devoted to affordable retro furniture and vintage style home decor. You can decorate your home in a unique way at Junkie's Antique Mall. We also have tons of one-of-a-kind jewelry. So for affordable parties, clothes, accessories, retro furniture, and antiques, Junkie's the fun place to shop. Now we'll get serious and tell you where we're located. We're in the big brick building between Vassar and California on Virginia Street. Junkie is obviously the fun place to shop.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
Fox 1270.
Some men live his life for profits alone. That very same man, he lives his life all alone. On any road to life, yes, it goes up and down. Doesn't really matter.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, and thanks for hanging in. I just about to upload a picture of Jessica Schneider onto Facebook. And how long does it take you to do your hair? Because it's like always perfect, and I look like homeless head. I call my hair like hair by Ralph Lauren or whoever made my sheets, because that's who does my hair.
It's very high maintenance, because I definitely believe that back in the 50s and the 20s, we used to get ready. I hot roll my hair every day, and I have to put effort into my outfit, and I have to shave, and it's very high maintenance.
She's high maintenance bitch.
Plus, if my roots grow out, I just look like I should be chain smoking Lucky Strikes and hanging out in a trailer in Topaz. So I have to keep on top of my roots constantly.
I love it. I'm glad that I don't have that maintenance, but it's obvious when you look at me that I don't. Okay, we were talking about sex at Burning Man. Don't try to get out of it, ladies. I know you've seen it out there. Who's boning in public and who's watching? Talk to me.
There are people having sex in public. I've definitely seen it out there. Yeah, we camp at the 3 o'clock plaza, and there's this big tower in the middle, and last year people were just drawn to it to have sex on the tower. Yeah, we definitely saw some sex in the tower.
Yeah, I saw some sex too for the first time actually in 10 years, and the funny thing is I couldn't quit watching.
I saw some people having sex in a hotel, like against the window one time in San Francisco, and I was seriously like peeled to the window, me and my two friends, like a couple of perverts, and they finally realized we were staring at them and like tried to pull the shades down but wouldn't stop having sex long enough to do it, so they like were fumbling around, which made it even more entertaining. So they're finally like pulling the shades down, and we're like going down all the way to our knees to try to see as the shade's going down, like, we don't want to miss 1 second before the show's over. I'm like, what a bunch of dirtbags we are. But and they weren't good looking or anything. It was actually mortifying. That was part of my fascination. And they were like half clothes. So I'm like, what part of her nasty body drove you wild, dude? Were you like, I couldn't even take my clothes off. She's so fine. I couldn't stop looking though. So is that like, who's having sex in Burning Man? Are they good looking? Are they nasty? Is it a variety pack? Like, what am I getting out there?
The one thing I love about Burning Man is every once in a while you'll see that like big fake boob. Nothing against fake boobs. One of my best friends just got them and she loves them.
You love them,
but you'll see that person with fake boobs and the perfect body, but most it's real people. And I'm 35, and I'm actually, I feel like, a young part of Burning Man. It's definitely an older baby boomer, people that can afford
There's people at $300 all ages. Yeah.
Wait, shut up. Are these the people that are boning in public?
Yes.
Like,
and
the
you
oldsters?
Know who's naked? Is old men. That's who's naked.
I've heard.
A lot of people aren't naked. They're the ones that you could tell they're in a nudist colony the rest of the year.
Because they're completely
tan
everywhere.
Yeah, there's no lines.
And they're very stretched out down there.
So you're talking about sagging B-A-L-L-S.
That's who's naked. That's
if I spell, does the FCC not care if I spell in there? I think I can say balls, but just wondering. If anyone knows the answer to that, feel free to call in. 823-1920 is the call-in number if you guys want to share our joy. If not, we're having a good time without you. We don't care. So sex with old people watching. or old people doing it. Are there young people that join in too? Please tell me there's young people.
Yeah. Some of the people having sex in the tower were good looking young people for sure.
Okay, good. And not that I mind watching old people. I just want a variety pack.
It's a sexy place, you know, like people definitely, even if they're wearing clothes, they're not wearing a lot of clothes. You can wear whatever you want. Naked's kind of boring out there, I feel like, because everybody has that.
Enough.
I mean, you woke up with that. You've had that your whole life. You worked hard on that costume.
Yeah, I worked hard eating donuts.
But you can, you know, body paint, you know, add a little thing. So it's like a little bit of clothing, a few accessories, you know. So
you're talking about like pasties and like a cock ring.
Exactly.
And the outfits are amazing. Yeah, I agree. Like I said, the people that are naked all the time are older men and they're really super tan, and then they're on their bikes naked. And every time they ride by, I'm like, how comfortable are you?
Yeah, seriously. not at all. And with the Playa dust. Oh, the Playa dust.
And I feel sorry for that bike seat, really.
What's the boob parade or whatever it is?
Oh, critical tits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is that?
That is, it's an event, and how many women do you think participate in that? Couple
like
thousand?
Half.
Yeah.
Does it have like a benefit? Is it like a breast cancer thing or?
No, it's just, we have breasts and we love them. We're going to paint them up and show them off and ride our bikes around the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I froggered it last year. I didn't do it, but I was like trying to get to the wedge. There's this art installation that was a giant slide called the wedge, and we were trying to get to it, but it was critical tits. So there were so many bikes going down the main street, we had to like frogger it to try to get across. We almost got hit by topless women.
I know, which most men would find really exciting.
Hey, all the guys like line up to watch, you know, the parade of boobies.
I know, that's kind of fun though.
Yeah,
I turned it into a fundraiser in my head, but apparently it's not a fundraiser. So
no fundraiser.
Okay.
No. There's a party at the end, which is kind of fun.
How do you guys protect your feet, by the way? You wear those like big, stupid moon boots that are really unattractive. Do you go Napoleon Dynamite out there?
I just wear boots.
Yeah,
I wear boots. And you leave your boots outside of your tent, RV, whatever you're sleeping in. And you get up in the morning, you put your socks on, you put your boots on. If you have no other clothing on, you put your boots on. And then your feet are protected all week.
Is that a good look for you guys, like Nike with the big boots? Because I have fire plug legs. I think it would make me not look as attractive.
That's the best thing. You would be beautiful out there. Everyone out there is beautiful, even if
they're not beautiful.
Really?
You do feel so good about yourself because you can wear whatever the hell you want, and everybody's sort of...
It's normal bodies.
Yeah, and you feel very accepted and very just okay with yourself. And
is there judgment, though? Because like I feel like one of the things I hate about hippies, and this is my only hippie experience on a regular basis, Whole Foods. Talk to me about Whole Foods. When I go in there in my like Burberry designer shoes, stomping through the store, and they're glaring at me like, how dare I wear designer? And I'm like, really? Because you guys can't afford to shop here. Have you looked at the prices?
That song, you ain't artsier than me because you shop at Whole Foods in open-toed shoes.
See? Exactly. Yeah. I'm tired of the dirty stare downs from the nasty dreadlockians. Like, you haven't showered in a month. I'm sorry.
Well, this is my thing. This is my theory on Birdie Men. Even if these people are jerks the rest of the year, for some reason, everyone is on their best behavior at Birdie Men. They're so nice. If you walk by and you're sunburned, there'll be an older guy. Hey, do you need some sunblock? Do you want to come and eat with us? Everyone is so generous and really kind. For real.
Okay.
And even if they're a jerk the rest of the year, everyone's on their best behavior.
I trust Jessica because Jessica and I have a wehatefakepeople.com website we're starting.
Nice. You got to be genuine.
Genuine assholes are fine, just not fake people.
Yes.
So I trust her. If she's saying they're nice, they're nice.
There's sort of a cult of the naysayer that goes on at Burning Man. Like, people will wander around with megaphones being like, you suck. Hippies suck. Why are you wearing those stupid shorts? Like, I've definitely seen that a lot out there. But it's just an accepted thing to do. Like, you can just walk around,
and
you know, talking crap about people, and you don't care. And if somebody says something to you that's totally offensive, you're just like, whatever. You don't have to censor yourself. You don't have to be polite because you're supposed to be. And the weird effect of that is most people are way nicer than they'd usually be because I think they don't feel like they have to be nice, so they kind of want to be. I don't know.
I think that we're probably scaring people with all of this, sex tower.
Well, tell us the family camp. Have you been to the family camp?
Yeah, kids camp's very cool. Yeah.
Is it actually like kid friendly, clean? There's no sex on the tower at the kid camp.
Yeah, no, kid camp is...
I would never bring my kids. That's just my opinion. I don't think it's a place for kids. It's extreme living, and it is a bunch of adults, you know, going for... I don't think it's a place for kids, but a lot of my friends bring their kids, and to each is their own, but I would never bring my kids in.
I wouldn't bring kids if I had them, just because it'd be so much work for me.
Yeah,
like, if you brought your kids, you'd have to be a parent, and...
Well, yeah, that's not the point of Burning Man. No, I kind of feel the same way, but I do know a couple people that bring their kids to kid camp, and then I also know someone that brings her kid to regular camp, and that mortifies me, because she's like 7 years old. And yeah, it's just too much. In fact, I think CPS would actually investigate for real, but I'm not calling them. But I
think if you're a good parent and you're, you know, you're with your children and you can explain if they see something, you know, I think it'd be fine. But I think it'd be a lot of work as a parent to bring your kids out there because you'd have to be parenting.
And they'd have to have their underwear in a Ziploc bag too. And kids are just not going to understand
and
that.
Fly a foot on a kid is not good.
It's a really harsh environment. It really is.
They have
it
sweet really baby skin. I mean, that's why we love them. So you can't subject it to that.
But this is my theory about Burning Man. And I say this all the time. You should not live this close, even though Marilyn's like, I'll never go. I'm going to get her there.
In the $200,000 motorhome. I'm in. And a helicopter.
But you shouldn't live this close and not go. It really is a phenomenal thing. People from all over the world. Last year I had four guys in a group from Ireland. So cute with their Irish accent. Just so cute. And the effort they have to do.
Yeah, to get there.
To get there from New York, from all over the world. And here we live in Nevada. And you could judge it and say, it's not for me. But least go once.
It's an amazing, amazing place. You can't explain to someone what it's like when you go out at night and you look at the playa and there's this 8 miles of lit up, sparkly, amazing things driving around that people have made. And it's so, so massive. The scale of it is just incomprehensible unless you've seen it. You tell people it's miles across. You tell people it's like 45,000 people. But until you go and look at it, you don't know what that is.
You tell them about the display and you until you're right there and you're like, what the effort to make this display, it honestly brings tears to your eyes without sounding like a hippie, but it is. If you're just like,
you are a hippie. My God,
I am a hippie. What?
How come it's not getting more publicity locally and, you know, far reaching? Why not a documentary? Why not like
There's actually many, many documentaries.
But I mean, like like a Hollywood level documentary that gets at, you know, Sundance Film Festival. You know, I know. Seriously, because it's a huge deal. Like Jessica said, I can go out of the country. I just went to the Galapagos and there was a girl there and she's like, oh, where are you from? I said, Reno. And she goes, I left my car there. And I was like, oh, are you going to Burning Man? She's like, oh, I'm trying to make it this year. And of course, like in the Galapagos Islands outside of Ecuador, she knows what Burning Man is.
If you wear Burning Man jewelry, all over the country, out of the country, people recognize the Burning Man jewelry. They recognize. They're like, oh, I go to Burning Man. Yeah.
And like, it's the biggest little city in the world and we're probably best known for Burning Man. Let's just embrace it, because every time I go to the country and they're like, where do you live? Reno. Where's that? Nevada. What's that? And then I go Vegas. They're like, oh, Vegas. I'm like, no, it's not Vegas at all. In fact, Lake Tahoe. What? But Burning Man. Oh, Burning Man. So let's just biggest little event in the world. I mean, really.
I think the locals though that don't go and think it's just everyone out there doing drugs. And
who cares?
The thing is it'll be a glimpse on the news. Oh, the burning. You know, they burned the man today, and that's it.
Or like the car is broken down on an I-80, which kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah. But they'll always say, "Oh, Hot August Nights brought so much revenue, and the balloon races." Burning Man brings so much revenue to Northern Nevada. We are talking about 40,000 people that have to buy water, solar showers, clothes, food. We're talking
and
millions.
Stay in hotels, because a lot of people drive from all over and they stay in hotels in Reno before and after they go out. Mm-hmm. People fly in from all over the country because we're the ticket outlet. So people come in to buy their ticket. So people, you know, thousands of people from everywhere, and they stay in hotels in Reno.
And they don't like rent motorhomes to them when they should. Just get a cleaning service, charge them extra, and they'll pay for it. Or rent them hotels. Yeah, seriously.
It helps our economy like no other. I think at any event in Reno, Hot August Nights, any waitress you talk in town, Hot August Nights, they're cheap. They're bad tippers. They have pot bellies. I mean, they buy the cheap beer.
They eat a lot and they don't tip.
We focus on them helping our economy, which they do. But Burning Man, it's no credit for that.
And let's be honest, the motels, they're a little dirty too. So let the dirty people shower in them.
Exactly.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking about Burning Man. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot going on right here in Nevada. Rather than just hear about it, talk about it. 6 to 10 weekdays, Fox 1270 in the morning.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. The legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1422. 1-800-284-2424. Walk-ins are welcome too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with t-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us. If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse, throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Have you ever seen a square foot? Well, we've got 8,800 of them, and they're all fun. We're Junkie, 8,800 square feet of pure fun, because it's fun to save money, and it's fun to shop at Junkie. Got a theme party coming up? We can help you pull it all together. We've got the right look for your roaring 20s theme party. Been invited to a disco party? Need to look like Madonna or Cyndi Lauper? No problem. Our 80s gear is totally rad. Junkie has clothes for every kind of theme party. And Junkie can save you money on clothes for work, clothes for play, and clothes that are priced so low they just satisfy your urge to shop. You don't have to spend a lot to have a lot of fun. Some of our square feet are devoted to affordable retro furniture and vintage style home decor. You can decorate your home in a unique way at Junkie's Antique Mall. We also have tons of one-of-a-kind jewelry. So for affordable parties, clothes, accessories, retro furniture, and antiques, Junkie's the fun place to shop. Now we'll get serious and tell you where we're located. We're in the big brick building between Vassar and California on Virginia Street. Junkie is obviously the fun place to shop.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse, throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows.
You're back on the air with Marilyn York, and I was just talking to Jessica Schneider because she said that this song we just played intro is her funeral song. And I said,
I did not plan that.
I said, why did you plan your funeral song? She's like, I don't want him to play Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Okay, but the wind is an appropriate topic. I like how you pick Cat Stevens versus Bette Midler.
Absolutely.
Thanks for thinking that through.
I did. I thought it real through.
I'm seriously disturbed right now. And yet we all die, so I need to move on. Okay, back to Burning Man. So let's talk about relationships, because I know there's like Burning Man weddings and the super burners. They're like, I'm not really married until I get married on the playa.
Playa married.
Do you know the people I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Talk to me.
Well, there, people do get legally
Jessica's
married on the playa.
I don't believe
that is awesome. Oh, they get legally married?
Some people do get legally married out there and have their wedding out there, because there's beautiful art. There's lots of really cool places to get married. And then there's kind of a constant giant party. So it's a great place to
That's
have a reception.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just get playa married, which is you go out there and somebody marries you, but it's not legal. Some people think that's more important because they met at Burning Man, and Burning Man's so important to their relationship. Like, I know people who are playa married, who have kids and a family, and they're not legally married
okay
at all, but they're playa married and they feel like that's enough.
Do you see people get drunk and get playa married on a whim like you do in Vegas and Reno?
I think that definitely happens. And then there's the Costco soulmate camp where you it's like they have a big Costco sign and you go in and you fill out a form and it's like a blind date. They hook you up with somebody. So a lot of people like go to the Costco soulmate camp and find someone and get playa married and then don't see them ever again. It happens.
Do they have playa divorces?
You know, we should start a playa divorce camp. That would be hilarious.
That would give me a reason to come out there and trade.
That would be awesome.
Like, I'll do divorces.
You can playa divorce people all day long.
Separate, like, the gifts. Like, who gets what gift that they scored on the playa.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a concept here. Because you guys get some sweet stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. There's good stuff out there.
I don't want to split up the, like, eight balls because I'd be uncomfortable. I'm a little prude for that. If you guys want to talk about eight balls, you can call at 823-1920. But you can talk about other stuff, too. But I would like to separate, like, their boots. Like, you're going to get playa fit, dude, because she's getting the boots.
She's getting all the boots.
Yeah, and you're not getting the solar shower, and you're going to be out here stinking. So
and unlike Nevada, I'm going to make it a fault divorce date. Like, when it goes to playa land, if you did something stupid, you're getting less stuff. I'm sorry. I want to be fault, and I want to know who caused the playa divorce. Now I'm amused. Give me a cause, and I'm suddenly amused.
See, there's something for everyone out there that you can, you,
I have to
you
invent
know.
It, but I'm totally available for that.
I've never seen a divorce camp, but I bet there's one
Maryland
out there somewhere.
Would be very good at it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys
playa divorces for everyone.
Have you seen that show where they have like the divorce ref and they have like three celebrities like judging who's the perpetrator in the marital strife, and they'll show like a clip of it's so funny. Like Madonna's been on it as a judge. They'll have like a couple and she's like mad because he's got a pet gerbil that he's like dressing up in outfits, and then they'll have it's always something weird like that. I swear, or an iguana that's wearing diapers and she's like, it's interfering in our marriage, he's in our bed in his diaper. And Madonna and like other stars are on there like critiquing, and then the divorce
because
ref
they
decides
know
who's
because
at
they
fault.
Have such a great track record.
She does all of those. The fact that she looks 12 and she's going on 90, you know, gives her expertise in marriage apparently. I don't know. But it's very funny, so we should do something like that there. So what does it do to a relationship? I mean, have you seen relationships fail because of Burning Man or get stronger because of Burning Man? What's
definitely
its
sort of the ultimate test for a relationship. If you can go to Burning Man with someone and have a great week with them, you're gonna be fine. But a lot of people go out there and it all falls apart. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've definitely seen people break up over Burning Man. And there's also generally a lot of not sleeping because the night culture is so amazing and the weather's better at night. It's less windy. It's not as hot. So I stay up all night out there. I'm nocturnal. So, and then you try to sleep during the day and it's hot. So you're not getting enough sleep. So by the end of the week, people are sleep deprived. You know, they've probably been drinking all week.
It's
you're
like
dirty. You're tired. You know, so you're not on your best behavior by Sunday. And so there's a lot of like people
should
who break up
rules.
And fight on Sunday.
Before you go, you know, with your husband.
You should communicate. You know,
having sex with other people on the tower.
Yeah,
that's my rule.
I
mean, just throw that out there. That's about it, though. Okay. No, yeah. I mean, I've heard this, and so I'm interested in seeing what it does. What about strengthening the relationship? Have you seen it help
bond? Yeah, because it's a magical place. Magical, serendipitous, amazing, fun things happen out there. So it's a really good place to sort of fall in love with people because you can just have these really magical moments where you're watching the sunrise.
No obligations, no stress.
Yeah, and you're just playing. It's playtime. It's adult playtime. Burning Man is definitely adult playtime because you can just do stuff you did when you were five. You can put on a superhero cape and go around with your magic wand and like, you know, pretend you're putting sparklies on people. I don't know, you can just so it's adult
what
playtime.
We do with kids. Jessica and I are thinking, oh wait, you don't do that at home, Marin, because I put capes on with my daughter all the time and pretend it's for her. She's like, mommy, you make me feel funny when you play Barbies with me, because they're always getting divorced when I play. I'm like, Ken, it's over, I'm done, I'm taking everything, you better check your 401k because I just made a big withdrawal. And my five-year-old's like, I don't know what is going on at Barbie Land. So
see, Burning Man, you just get to do that with other adults.
And they totally understand a 401k withdrawal. They're like, yes.
I reconnect with my husband. Actually, we do. It's the best time. We just really connect. We talk about things that
you don't normally see.
Well, yeah, not only that, but we talk
put
about things
together
that
out there.
I'm kind of chicken to talk about in the real world. Like,
yeah, it sort of peels back layers because there's you have this, you know, in to survive in a culture, you have to have this like false front. You know, there's certain things we agree to be civil to each other and to behave in certain ways. And there's rules
you
have to follow. Yeah. And there's a level that you have to sort of maintain. And out there, you don't. You can sort of throw all that away and be like, I'm just going to do and say whatever I want and be exactly who I am in the moment. And that definitely allows you to reconnect with a partner in a deeper way because, you know, if you're out there for that many days in a row, it really sort of
I'm just going to say for me, I have a lack of inhibition, period. And people are in trouble if I have any less of a governor on my mouth. If I go out there, there's going to be mayhem.
You would be a hero. You would be a playa superstar. People would come and worship you.
For my mouth.
For your mouth. Yeah.
I could finally like flip off judges like I want to in court all the time,
see,
but I can't.
It's a reason to go right there.
If they're listening, I'm sorry. I know you guys want to flip me off too, though, so it's fine. They probably do under the bench because they have more privacy and mine's all open, my table. Mm-hmm. But when I'm on the phone doing conference calls with judges, sometimes I bring out the bird and it gives me some pleasure, even though they can't see it. All right. Now that I've confessed all my sins, back to Burning Man. So the playa dust, I've heard the horror stories of those big dust storms that come and like send everyone to cover in their tents.
It's called a whiteout.
Yeah, and they last like 2 to 3 days at a time.
No,
sometimes
no. A couple hours at the most. Two years ago, the playa was really, it didn't rain enough. And when it rains, the playa gets hard packed again. And so the playa was just really mushy and dusty.
Like baby powder.
It's like baby powder or flour. It's so fine. And so, you know, you get 40,000 people running around in the desert. It's going to kick up some dust. And then the wind comes up and it turns into a giant whiteout. And you can't see like more than 2 or 3 feet in front of you. You have to just like hunker down.
That's kind of scary.
But it bonds people together. Through the strife, through the
I pretend I'm Mad Max beyond the Thunderdome. Like it's so
there's a whole
desert.
Mad Max camp out there. Like there is a Thunderdome out there.
Yeah,
there
it is. Reminds me of being in the Galapagos where I just came from, and I had to swim snorkel style through murky water where there were sharks, and like 2 feet in front of your face, a shark would come out of nowhere and it'd scare the living crapola out of you. Do you guys get that scary shot? Like in the like the dust clears and there's a scary hairy behemoth in his nakedness right in your eye.
You have to use some wisdom. I mean, of course, they want you to use common sense. You don't drive your art car. And don't
stay where you are.
Just like a fog storm. Don't go out like, hey, let's go sightseeing drive.
I would only be comfortable naked in that sort of nonsense. Like, look how good I look.
White out.
Take your clothes off.
And then all this dust settles and I have a panic attack. At least the white would match my skin, so I might blend better at the background. We have a caller, but if they'll hold tight, we'll be right with you because we have a break coming up. But in the meantime, I would like to remind you guys that this is the perfect opportunity to go to our favorite junkie, Jessica's store. And it is open every day, 960 South Virginia Street, 11 to 7 every day. And you guys can go get all your Burning Man costumes and needs fulfilled. And you can also go to the Melting Pot, of course.
Yeah, we're
for
right
the
across
accessories.
The street.
Oh, that's true. You can walk between them.
You
if you're not sober
us.
Or if it's windy and you can't see, you can walk.
And so our stores complement each other really well. Like we have stuff they don't have, they have stuff we don't have. You go to both our stores, you will have your costume set for
totally
the event.
Afford both. That's the beauty of it.
That's how we try to do it. I don't want to carry stuff that Melting Pot carries because that's not good for the shopper. So it's the crosswalk at Burning Man. They just go back and forth, and Melting Pot is real. I want to say it's more edited and more polished. Mine's used and
Yeah, at her store, you can find that one-of-a-kind thing. You're not going to find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But our store, I mean, we order
they
from small
them.
Companies. We make stuff, so there's maybe six of it. You know?
Then you can adult bookstore or adult shop it next door and get, like, the sexy,
if you need a strap-on to accessorize your outfit.
Yeah, because you do. Yeah. We'll be back right after the break.
Think you have an opinion? Michael Savage offers a few of his own, live weekdays at 3 on Fox News Radio 1270.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
You know you want to quit smoking. Well, you can do it in just a few steps. All you need is a little motivation.
Get ready.
First, set a date to quit.
Get medicine.
Talk to your doctor about medicines that can help you.
Get help.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a free service that can help you get started. Or go to ahrq.gov/consumer for more information about quitting.
You can quit smoking.
A few easy steps that'll help save your life. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fox 1270.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show. I was totally distracted looking at my Facebook because the comments are totally fun with pictures of Marin on there with Burning Man gear on, and people are saying the funniest stuff. They're like, I work at the Save Mart on Keystone. That store is a staple for the burners. They are the coolest people. Love them. And then another one said, I met Daryl Hannah on her way to Burning Man at the Safeway on Kitski about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
totally
famous people
random.
Go.
Totally
I think
random.
I waited on Renee Zellweger 1 year. Mm-hmm. I couldn't quite figure it out, and it was so busy. I wasn't sure if it was her, but I think it was. Because I read later an interview with her where she said she goes to Burning Man. I was like,
I saw Kurt Russell out there.
Yeah. If you talk to the people who run the airport, lots of celebrities go. They fly in, they like party and fly back out. Yeah, they don't even stay there.
Lloyd has been very patient. Lloyd, what is your question or comment Burning Man related?
Hi. My husband's a minister.
Oh, man. Okay.
Not a religious one. He just marries people at the chapel.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
And he was out there to take a friend home to Gerlach, and he was sitting in Bruno's, and someone walked in and said, hey, you know any ministers? And the bartender's like, no. And my husband goes, I'm a minister. And he goes, oh, can you come marry my friends?
Nice.
So he went out there, and they even had a bike for him, and
yes.
They give him a loincloth, and they go, would
nice.
You wear this?
Bike
and
a loincloth.
Yeah.
That's all you
and
need.
And he goes and takes off his shorts and puts on a loincloth and went and married these people, and everyone was naked, and he had a good old time.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's a little love connection. Did they meet at Burning Man, do you know? Or did they know each other before the Burning Man?
No, they had met the year before.
Oh, okay, good. So they may have actually stayed married. Well, that's a very sweet union. Thank you so much for sharing, Lloyd.
Yeah. All
have
right.
You been out there with your husband?
No.
Maybe next year, because he may want to wear a loincloth again. You might get some fun role play out of this action, lady.
Yeah.
Don't be holding back.
All right, have fun.
Thanks for calling in. All right, ladies, now that I've traumatized the poor sweet thing. So weirdest stories. Give me some crazy stories, Mirren. And we have FCC to remember, okay. Although I've clot and bleeped twice today. So try not to be like me.
I think the craziest thing, it's up there that I've seen. A friend of mine, Monique, who owns the Melting Pot, she was competing in the Miss Black Rock City pageant. And in the talent portion of the pageant, another contestant was a doctor. And she's like, this is my talent. She's like, I need a volunteer from the audience. This girl jumped up, and I'm sure she was a plant because... she gets up there and the lady says, we're going to do a pelvic exam. And the girl was totally down. And so I'm sure it was her friend. And so speculum, full on whole thing, like brought a couple people up from the audience to look at the girl's cervix. That was pretty crazy. Public pelvic exam.
Did she describe each?
Oh yeah. She had a microphone, the whole thing. And the girl's like on the front of the stage, legs spread, like, here we go.
Quite comfortable.
That was pretty crazy. That was intense.
We all avoid ours.
I know.
Why would you volunteer for one on stage? I don't know. But yeah, it happened. I saw
especially
it.
With playa dust in the air. Like, not my favorite pelvic exam year to date.
No. Mm-mm.
I've had some bad pelvic exams because I used to go to the UCLA clinic for like interns out of the med school because it was cheap when I was in law school. And every time I go, there'd be like another horror story. Like some hot dude like, sir, do you have a boyfriend? No, it's not the time to hit on me, dude. Or my other favorite, sir, have you had a couple kids? Like, you're down there giving me a pelvic exam and you think I've had kids when I haven't? Holy cow, how bad is it? Yeah. And then he had to bring in the expert and she's like, you moron, she hasn't had kids. I'm like, oh, wow, I feel really big would be one word. So that was bad. I could go on all day, but we're talking about Burning Man. So 823-1920, it's your last chance to call. And if you don't, I don't care because these girls are awesome. I love this. So any other crazy Burning Man stories? What about you, Jessica? Had any crazy Burning Man experiences?
No, just like I said.
Just Burning Man generally.
Just Burning Man. I'm a day burner. I don't stay up all night. So I get up and go to center camp and have coffee and I people watch and I go look at the display and I really don't seek out that stuff. But I know it's there. And listening to this story now, I didn't know I could see a pelvic exam.
I know.
You never know what you're going to find.
Never know. But no, I haven't had, I mean, just like the average sex on the play. Like I did see that last year and it was actually pretty cool and beautiful. I couldn't stop watching.
I know, like, that is kind of the thing about it.
Yeah.
So do you guys think Burning Man's for all people from all sectors, or are there certain people that you're like, don't go, you'll be traumatized?
Well, I don't think it's for everyone. I definitely know people who've gone who hated every minute of it, but at least they went and found out it wasn't for them. But yeah, I don't think it's for everyone, but I love it. I think it's an amazing, amazing place. And I think if you're interested at all, or you're curious and you live in Reno, you should go check it out. You know, it's right there. It's 2 hours away. And it's the kind of thing, like, it's in the Lonely Planet, like, guidebook of the best festivals in the world. Cause it's a phenomenal, amazing, incredible place.
What's the history? Give us the history of Burning Man. I know the story, but tell the listeners who don't know.
It started in 1986, Larry Harvey and his friend went to the beach in San Francisco. They built a little wooden man and burned him on Baker Beach, and sort of people just who were on the beach just sort of ran over.
Wasn't it because his girlfriend dumped him or something? He was
there's
like
a whole
upset.
Like legend about his girlfriend and this and that. There's all kinds of. I'm not sure how much of that's true, but he definitely burned a man on the beach. It might have had something to do with an ex-girlfriend, and all these people ran over and just were like kind of enthralled by it. So they did it again the next year, and they kept doing it, and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger until law enforcement was like, "You can't burn a 8-foot statue on the beach anymore." Or at that time, I think it was even taller. So they knew some people from the Cacophony Society who said, you should check out the Black Rock Desert, because the Cacophony Society, I guess, was using it for something. So they moved it to the Black Rock in, I think it was 1990. And it's been out there ever since. And very it's just cool. Grown and grown and grown. It's doubled in size consistently until it got to around like 30,000. And then now it's up around like 45,000 people.
How big is the man now? He's like 100 feet or something.
Smaller last year.
Well, the man himself.
It's a hard economy, Jessica.
But he's on a really big, tall thing this year, because for the Metropolis theme, his base is really tall. So I'm not sure his total height, but the man himself, I think, is like, I don't know, he's like 2 stories tall or something.
We're chicks, so none of us.
I don't know. There's
like
some 8 technical.
8 feet, 80 feet. Yeah, I don't know. He's really tall and bigger really than tall. Us.
Yeah, he's big and wooden.
I know.
Yeah, he lights on fire. I don't know. Yeah.
The night of the burn is the big party. That's when everyone dresses up. Yeah. And energy is amazing.
And that's unless really... they burn the man early, like that. Yeah. Was it last year or the year before?
There was an arson. It was the Green Man year, so that was 2 years ago.
And he got kicked out.
Yeah.
It's a felony. Yeah. No, you got charged with a felony. Like, yeah. You don't get to burn the man early, people. If you're thinking about it, don't do it.
Don't do it. He'll burn. He will.
And hippies are like lawless lunatics. They'll go crazy and like catch you on fire. Yeah. I mean, this is Burning Man. There are no
rules. Used to be more like that. Like, I know. Back in the 90s, people would just burn everything. But now you have to have a burn platform to protect the playa from a burn scar. It's very, any project that is burned has fire safety. It's very controlled now.
That's
the fire, which is good. I mean, there's that many people and there's a lot of giant things on fire. You know, I've seen some huge fires out there. Did you see the Ukraine thing? Oh my God. There was this project out there that was like, it had to be like 4 million 2x4s. It was this giant wooden, that's the biggest fire I've ever seen in my life.
Think about getting many 2x4s out there.
It was insane.
It's crazy.
It was
you guys
the biggest
need to,
fire.
Also go to Ace Hardware. That's another place we'd like to send you for your Burning Man needs. They have
Midtown.
Everything. You don't have to go
solar showers,
to,
tarps.
You don't have to go to dumb Walmart. You don't.
Come to Midtown Reno. We have everything you need.
Camelback,
goggles.
Small business.
Thank you girls so much for coming on the show. You were fantastic.
Thanks,
if you guys want to see upcoming show topics or listen to old shows, you can go on the MarilynYorkShow.com or check us out on Facebook at any time. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for coming. Go.
Fox News Radio, AM 1270, KBZZ, Sparks, Reno, a service of Americom Broadcast.